Why do people want to be at work? To feel heard, appreciated, part of something, and to know there's a career path for everyone. Inclusive workplaces are linked to increased innovation, productivity, and employee satisfaction. Make your organisation a place where people want to be. For inclusion and diversity training, visit inclusion-program.com.au.
You're listening to an SBS News podcast.
In this bulletin, Hezbollah says Israel's killing of the Hamas leader is a new phase in the Middle East conflict. Experts warn lowering the age of criminal responsibility will increase imprisonment. And in sport, the Australian cricket team says Cameron Green's injury absence is a big loss. I'm Sue Lannan with SBS News. Iranian militant group Hezbollah has vowed to escalate its conflict with Israel after Hamas leader Yahya Sinwar was killed in the Gaza Strip by Israeli troops. While Western leaders are framing Sinwar's death as an opportunity for a ceasefire, Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu says the war will continue until all hostages have been returned. Hezbollah member of the Lebanese parliament, Hassan Fadallah, says the group is working with Prime Minister Nabi Berri to negotiate a ceasefire with Israel, but fighting will continue for now.
The resistance leadership's choice is to continue fighting with all means necessary for the confrontation in order to prevent the enemy from achieving its goals and force it to stop its aggression.
Experts say lowering the age of criminal responsibility in the Northern Territory to 10 years old will only increase rates of incarceration. The Northern Territory Parliament has passed changes to youth justice laws, including lowering the age of criminal responsibility from 12 to 10 years old. NT Chief Minister Leah Finocchiaro says 10 and 11-year-olds must be held accountable for their actions. She argues the change will create better opportunities for early intervention. Speaking to NITV, the CEO of the Secretariat of National Aboriginal and Islander Childcare, Catherine Liddell, says the move ignores all the evidence.
By the time a child has hit a juvenile justice system, significant things have gone wrong. These are children that have slipped through the gaps. These are the children that have likely not to have had food. These are the children that are looking for shoes to put on their feet. These are the children that are living in overcrowded housing, that we have failed to get to them in time to diagnose underlying cognitive delays. These are the children most in need of support and help. And instead of, as a community, us wrapping around them and saying, what are the therapeutic supports you need? What we do is criminalise them.
Pilot Greg Lynn has been sentenced to 32 years in jail over the murder of missing camper Carol Clay in the Victorian High Country. In June, Lynn was found guilty of shooting Carol Clay in the head at a campsite in 2020 before driving and dumping her and her partner's body along a remote bush track. The jury acquitted Lynn over the death of Miss Clay's partner, Russell Hill. After dumping the bodies, he returned 7 months later to burn the remains. The former Jetstar pilot has maintained his innocence and claims the deaths were accidental. However, he conceded he destroyed the couple's remains. Mr. Lynn says he will appeal the sentence. The 58-year-old will be eligible for parole after 24 years. The ACT's longest-serving Chief Minister, Andrew Barr, is facing uncertainty ahead of Saturday's election, with a range of concerns weighing on the Labor leader's prospects of re-election. Concerns over high interest rates, a struggling health system, and an increasing budget deficit are putting pressure on Mr. Barr as he seeks his third election victory. The ACT has been under a Labor government for the past 23 years, the last 16 in coalition with the Greens. Analysts say with a more moderate Liberal Party leader in Elizabeth Lee, the opposition may have a stronger chance this time in the more left-leaning Canberra. To sports and cricket, Australian cricketer Mitchell Starc says Cameron Green's injury absence will change the dynamic of Australia's test team. Cameron Green's season-ending back surgery has the potential to have a flow-on effect for Australia's ageing pace attack. With an increased workload against teams like India, Captain Pat Cummings has said that Australia are likely to rely heavily on Green and fellow all-rounder Mitch Marsh, especially if India bat for long periods of time. Australia has won 5 tests in 7 weeks against India, with the longest gap being a 10-day break between the series opener in Perth and second test in Adelaide. And I'm Sue Lannan, and that's SBS News.
Need a few minutes to reset? Great Minds is a podcast from SBS that guides you through different meditation styles from around the world. Listen wherever you get your podcasts.